righty then. More of the Outdoors and Radio Show coming up here. We've got Joe Evans on the line from Maryland Fisheries Service, and we're going to talk to him in just a second. But wanted to introduce a new guy. We're going to break him in, or break him down, or break him up, one of the three. His name is Nick, and he's new to me, not new to the station here, but he's actually Pat, who answers the phone usually this time of the day, who's, you know, just overworked and underpaid. It's actually his twin brother. So, you know, now we got Pat and Nick in the studio. Brian's in there causing trouble. So, you know, we got three producers in the studio at one time. I feel so honored. I am that hard to work with, and I feel so honored that these guys are all standing here glaring at me. I mean, looking through the glass like little, you know. You ever go to a pet store? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You go to the turtle cage or the birds or something, you know, they're all looking, staring through the glass at you. More like ferrets, I would say, than anything. They're in there rolling around. They're running in and out of the little holes and stuff. So anyway, we got Pat and Nick and Brian. I do look like a koala bear. Thank you very much. I'm sure that it's coming right back at him from this side of the glass. So, yeah, it's amazing. Hi. All right. Yeah. I'd like to try and keep you three fed. That's for sure. All right. After all this jocularity, let's go to Joe Evans from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Good morning, Joe. How are things in Annapolis this morning?
That's good. Good day to be rigging up to go fishing, I would say.
Yeah. Beautiful day out there. Are you going?
I would like to. We'll see how it wraps up after this.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, we're not going to keep you for more than an hour because that's
for you and your listeners. You probably know, but this is probably the most spectacular summer of fishing on the Chesapeake Bay. Well, it's definitely the best I can remember.
Indeed.
And it's been incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's everything. And do we know what to chalk it up to? I mean, weather?
Well, I can't get the striped bass biologists to even speculate.
Really? I'm shocked.
I think everybody's just too busy fishing right now.
Oh, yeah. No question. Yeah.
In fact, I took out a friend who was Mr. Mom for a few days with two 10-year-old boys.
Oh, boy.
And they were driving him nuts, and he gave me a call and said, look, you got to save me. So, So we gathered the boys up for an early morning trip. And, you know, as you probably remember, I used to be a fishing guide, and I would guide some of these well-heeled fly fishing guys.
Yeah.
And there was high pressure, but there's no higher pressure than two 10-year-old boys for delivering fish.
Correct, because they want it now.
They want it now, and their patience and attention span is not long.
Like a gnat. Okay.
And we just went out of Annapolis, and we couldn't help but catch fish everywhere we stopped.
Wow.
It was silly. It was, you know, croakers, white perch, striped bass. And that was before the speckled trout and redfish moved in.
Yeah, so, and the kids don't care. They just want something on the line.
They just want a tight line.
Yeah, they don't.
I'm the same way.
Oh, well, so am I. It doesn't matter. It could be like anything you just mentioned is fine with me as long as I got the tackle for it. I mean, I don't really particularly care to pull up a white perch on trolling gear, but you know,
yeah.
But give me a light spinning rod and I'm good to go with spot perch. Yeah. You name it. So.
Yeah. Well, so I got a scoop for you this morning. You'll hear it first on WCBM.
Great.
But on early next week, we'll be releasing information on a new state record, new largemouth bass freshwater record, which actually is beating the tidal or Chesapeake record.
Wow.
And it's a 12-year-old boy.
Really?
A young fellow named Colton Clayton from Huntington, fishing with his dad and his younger brother on a farm pond, and young Clayton reeled in an 11-pound, 6-ounce, 20-inch long with an 18-inch girth.
Oh, my goodness.
Mouth bass.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's just been certified, you know, as a new state record holder. And
wow.
All about 12-year-old state records.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Well, don't we have a youngster that has the muskellunge record, too, a musky record?
Yeah, he's actually
West Virginia, I believe.
West Virginia boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I always love to see that in the kids. Of course, now how's he going to top it? But 11 pounds, 6, does that eclipse Rodney Cockrell's record? I think Rocky Cockrell, Rodney Cockrell, was the former record holder, and I met him and knew him. 11 pounds 6 ounces.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. I've got it right here. 11 pounds. Let's see. The old record is 30 years old.
Yep.
Yeah, Rodney Cockrell.
Yep,
yeah.
Rodney Cockrell.
11 pounds,
yep.
2 ounces.
Southern Maryland is a hotbed for big largemouth bass. People don't understand, but you know they are continuously catching big fish out of those ponds in Southern Maryland. I don't know. It must be. Something in the water, maybe, Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, that is very cool. Colton Clayton from Southern Maryland with a 20-inch, 18-inch girth.
Yeah, it's sort of shaped like me, I think.
Oh, my gosh. That's a tremendous girth for largemouth bass. But that's great news. Congratulations to Colton. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, very good. I'm assuming he's in the fishing challenge.
Well, yeah, we recognize the state record holders at the big grand finale down at Standing Point State Park.
Even though this 20-inch fish is too short to qualify for a citation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that out. Anyway, that goes to prove my point. I've been saying for years they need to cut at least a smallmouth back from 21 inches to something a little more reasonable to be a citation. But hey, that's my opinion. So I'm not a biologist, nor do I play one on the radio.
Me neither. So. You and I are from the same world.
Exactly.
We just know what we know. We don't really know anything.
Just put it out there and say, hey, I saw it on the internet. It must be true. So anyway. All right. Well, Joe, look, tell us a little bit more about how many anglers we have now in the fishing challenge. That was 1,200 and some I reported last week, I believe. Are we still in that same ballpark?
Yeah, as of Friday, we had 1,296 angler award achievers. And I guess you and your listeners know that every one of those gets a pre-pass into, along with their families, actually into the grand finale on September 7th, where they can win some prizes, great prizes.
Yep.
And it's kind of interesting to look through the list. I don't know what you could conclude from all that, but it's interesting to see which fish are dominant and which categories are dominant.
I'm going to guess striped bass over 40 inches would be the number one.
Yeah, it's right now we've had 696 Chesapeake Bay, in the Chesapeake Bay category, striped bass registered for the Angler Award. So,
wow.
The number two fish is also a Chesapeake Bay classification. It's white perch with 78.
Really?
So it's 700 striped bass versus, you know,
78 white perch. Yeah. Wow.
And
okay.
Then third on the list, of course, would be rainbow trout in
Western Maryland.
Yeah. And I tell you, since I love trout fishing, but I never realized until I went to work at DNR some 5 years ago how robust the trout stocking program is. It's just amazing what the DNR does to put trout in the water.
Don Cosden and those guys out in Western Maryland do the yeoman's job out there as far as getting those trout streams stocked up. And, of course, we have them, you know, the gunpowder here and some of the put-and-take places, but the rivers out in Western Maryland are just spectacular. Some of those rivers have been cleaned up to the point where they're fishable, and it's, you know, like the Castleman. And I mean, when I lived out there, the Castleman was like the main drain for all the strip mines out there. And now you can fish it, which is pretty amazing.
Nice, so, yeah. Well, it's amazing. They grow these fish out.
Yep.
And while we're sitting looking at, you know, snow on the ground, wondering when it's going to be time to go fishing again, these, guys from the hatchery are out, you know, mucking through the mud and the snow to put these fish out and get them ready.
Your fisheries guy, is it Brian Richardson, the fishery or the hatchery guy?
Yeah.
I did the electrofishing and did the Southern Maryland hatchery tour, and we've been to some of the trout hatcheries out west, and it's just amazing the work that is done, and I've gotten in to take a look at, you know, like the one in Hagerstown there. Well, I can't remember the name of the hatchery, but
they're dedicated.
They are very dedicated, very dedicated, because those fish need to be fed 7 days a week and, you know, monitored and babied, basically. So that's cool.
24/7.
Yep. Hey, Joe, we're going to take a short break. I'm going to tell the folks about the Fishing Challenge and other fine sponsors here, and then we'll be right back to you. So hang on.
All right.
Hey, it is time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. We're talking about it with Joe Evans right now. And from now through Labor Day, only a couple weeks left, a couple days left, actually, all you have to do is go fishing. Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish swimming in Chesapeake Bay. He's worth $25,000. And don't forget, there's a lot of imposters out there, too. They're worth $500. So they're waiting to take your bait. So get out there and go fishing. Catch a rockfish with a bright green tag. Call the number on the tag. You might just have captured a $25,000 prize. And if you're lucky enough, like 1,200 and some other anglers, to catch a citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch. Crabs, by the way, are 9 inches point-to-point, and those are just showing up. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You can win great prizes like the grand prize, boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book that you get with your license, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that's dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, bow hunters, deer season is only a week or so away. Bowhunters Den in Westminster is holding its 21st anniversary sale today. That's today from 9 to 3 with sales and deals for everyone. Factory reps on hand, too. Don't forget, Bowhunter's Den carries Matthews and Mission Bows, among others, and has a full line of crossbows, too. New this year is waterfowl gear with hardcore decoys and zinc calls for those of you who hunt waterfowl in the Westminster, Carroll County, Frederick County area. Tree stands, clothing, and an indoor range. Bowhunter's Den carries hundreds of archery accessories, along with expert bow service, setup and tuning, and custom-built arrows. So stop by Bowhunter's Den, 1300 Washington Road, Route 32 in Westminster, or call 410-751-2494. Be sure to catch the sale on August 24th. The website is bowhuntersden1.com, or call 410-751-2494. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
It's all new. It's all interactive. The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals run September 6th through the 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the Lumberjack Show of Champions, PA State Knife and Tomahawk Championships, archery shoot, calling competitions, dog demonstrations, a sportsman's auction, and more. There are special guests like the hosts from Antler Insanity, win a Ford Raptor, or ride on on a real monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for all the details.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now, everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Mills.
All right. We've played that for the folks at the Buckwild Show this weekend. We got Liz and her daughter there from Swamp People. She's going to be there today, and then tomorrow is Troy and Jacob, if you watch that Swamp People series on TV. Anyway, Joe, you're into that, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Related to some of those people, I think.
Huh?
I'm probably related to some.
Exactly. Troy Landry. Chewed him! So, anyway. All right. Well, look, we were talking about the top categories there in the fishing challenge, and fully half of the entries were striped bass from Chesapeake Bay. But that leads us into the next topic, which is Diamond Jim, tagged rockfish. I guess we had a tremendous year of tagging those fish on three occasions, end of May, end of June, end of July. And, 600 and some fish, I guess, or somewhere around that area were tagged.
600, yeah.
Yeah. And only one of them's Diamond Jim, however.
Yeah, I think I'm about the only person I know that has not caught a tagged Diamond Jim. It's been crazy. Last year, we set a record with 9 recaptures.
Right.
And a little side story, you know Marty Gary well.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, he's a great friend. And, he's really been kind of running the program. Then he got a great opportunity to go run the Potomac Rivers Fisheries Commission.
Yeah, sure. And
so as he was heading out the door, he kind of handed the keys to the Diamond Jim thing to me and said, it won't be too big a deal. I mean, last year it was just 9, you know, and folks at work figured, well, Joe could do this in his spare time, no big deal. And pretty much Marty had, his shadow had hardly left the building before the phone started ringing.
Mm-hmm.
And within a week, we had 20.
Wow.
And I was, you know, fishing a pretty good bit right then, and I fish mostly, you know, shallow water and top water and fly rods and stuff like that. But I figured I better find out what's going on, and sure enough, the fleet had found these fish, and they've just sort of hung in the same area all summer. So as of Friday, we were just over 50 return tags, and it's pretty much all I do at work right now. It's processing these you know, working on this.
Well, people don't understand. I mean, you call it, like I tell them in the commercial, you call the number on the tag, and then that's when the work starts for you guys. I mean,
it's,
you know,
you got to go
connect with the angler, try and track him down, you know, whether he works or doesn't, you know, or is, you know, you got to get there and see the fish. I mean, you find a frozen fish with a tag in it, basically.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So you check.
It actually is the real deal.
Yep.
So the tag is attached.
Yep.
And then we have to ensure that it's a recreationally caught fish because, you know, this whole promotion is supported by license fee funds.
Right, exactly.
So it's a recreational promotion, and it's there really to celebrate, you know, the state fish and how great the fishing is in Maryland.
Right.
And so we just want to make sure there's no commercially caught fish in there. So there's a polygraph involved, and that takes time.
Sure.
Now, on the upside is there are just some great stories out there, and people have one guy, it's the first time he's ever gone striper fishing. He wasn't entirely sure what to do, but he got some great advice from Marty's Tackle in Edgewater, and
yep,
and bought a $60 rod and reel, and he went out on one of these Tahoe boats, the Tracker sells. It's more of a sport boat,
right.
Not really a fishing boat, and
he
didn't know what
water skiing boat, basically.
went out to Thomas Point, and I asked him, I said, well, what method were you using? He said, well, I was doing this live lines thing they told me about. And I said, oh, great. And I said, what were you using? And he said, spot. And of course, everybody's using
that.
And I said, where'd you get your spot? And he goes, bought it from a friend. And I said, well, how many did you get? Do you remember? And he goes, three.
Three.
Three spots.
That's like two casts for me.
I said, okay, well, then what? He said, well, one of them died on the way out. So I said, okay, and so now you're down to two. And I said, what'd you do? He said, well, they showed me to hook them through the back and just, you know, let them swim out.
Yeah.
So I did, and I caught a fish. And I said, well, he said, but it was undersized. So I said, okay. Oh, okay. So he let it go. So now you're down to one spot.
Right.
And I said, I can figure out what happened now. So he caught a fish, and sure enough, it had a tag in it. So he's in the running for maybe $25,000.
Nice. Nice.
We've got a few kids that have caught fish, so one boy with his grandfather out fishing, and, you know, they're just thrilled. They're so excited to be a part of it. And so that's all been really interesting.
Yeah.
Every fish has
Everybody
a
has a story, that's for sure. Yeah. And I can't imagine, you know, if they know about the tournament, you know, going on, the fishing challenge, and they see that tag coming up on the fish, you know, what the excitement level must be in that situation.
So, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Well, good.
So we've got a good chance of having a big winner this
big
year.
Big winner, yeah. I mean, 51 fish out of that's. Think about that. That's what one out of every 10 or 12 fish that were tagged has been caught and returned. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
And reality is, at the event, there are only 30 of those 50 at this point are actually in the running for a diamond gem. The way it works is there's a June fish, a July fish,
right,
and an August diamond gem. And that
and diamond gem wasn't caught in June. Diamond gem wasn't caught in July. So,
The June fish expires at the end of June.
Right.
He's still out there, and he's worth a minimum of $500.
Right.
But he's no longer worth $10,000.
Right.
And then the July fish is a $20,000 fish, same thing, but it's only if it's caught that month. And then August fish is $25,000. But there's some amount of kickers that are in there, too. Zachary's Jewelers in Annapolis has stepped up to with some diamond stud earrings for whoever catches the first diamond gem. And then there are six tackle shops that are also put up $1,000 gift card.
$1,000 gift card, yep. We never really mentioned that because we just – never really mentioned that because we just never really mentioned that. But there are additional $1,000 prizes for anybody that catches Diamond Jim, and everybody's still in the running. Do you have the list of the tackle shops, Jim?
The premier tackle shops. It's
Anglers
Sports Center, All Tackle, Marty's in Edgewater, Fishbones out towards Gibson Island.
Sponsor, yeah.
Of course, Herb's Tackle up in Northeast.
Yeah,
and Sue, who am I forgetting?
Clyde's.
Yeah, Clyde's. That's it. So that's those are the six, and they're really everybody's pulling for a big winner. You know,
sure,
a big winner.
Yeah. Well, let's and of course, you guys, as our listeners have heard, I mean, we always mention the major sponsors. You know, Bass Pro Shop, Under Armour provides a T-shirt for everybody. You've got the World Fishing Network with a great vacation. Where are we going this year, by the way? Do we know?
Abaco. The Abaco Fishing Club. Now, I wish I was eligible.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm not.
Yeah, maybe you can sign on as a guide or something. And then you've got Bill's Outdoor Center all the way out there in Western Maryland, Deep Creek Lake. I got to ask you, have we gotten any crabs in the contest this year?
I don't believe so. The list, but it,
I know we've only gotten two. And
I think people are so anxious to eat them.
Yeah, we got a 9-inch crab. Hey, you can get a citation for that. Yeah, I know. And some big lumps of back fin coming out of there, too.
Get some old bay on that.
Oh, man. You're exactly right. So, yeah. All right.
No. But, no. But actually, I was going to mention, though, we were going down the list of the leading angler award species. And number four on the list with 43 registered this year, red drum.
Really?
So that'll tell you a little bit about what's going on. I mean, the last year, I think really starting last year and then carrying on, we thought last year would be sort of an anomaly, but carrying through to this year, we've got some great puppy drum fishing all the way up to Eastern Bay. And I've got friends that, you know, my light tackle buddies, the early birds, and I guarantee you they're out there right now around Poplar Island and south of the Miles and Solomon Island. And
you mentioned
fishing top water for red drum.
You mentioned my favorite fish in the bay, and that's speckled trout. I mean, I remember Tide Runner days, you know, with the big 10, 12 pounders in the Honga, and you know, with folks from Goody's, Henry and Tommy Goody down there at Goody's Marine, and we used to go out in the evenings and catch some tremendous fish. And you know, that was back in the day when the big bluefish showed up too. So you know, things change, things are cyclical, and you know, the red drum is just a tremendous. In a cycle right now that's tremendous. I mean, the hardheads are back. You've got the red drum. I mean, it just, like you said, it's a spectacular year. It's
incredible.
Like everything has just kind of come together. Everything is aligned to provide tremendous fishing opportunities.
Well, since you mentioned the specs, number six on the list of angler award returns.
Really?
With 32. And I had reports just yesterday, one from Chris Dollar, you know, kind of ours, a kayak guide and an outdoor writer.
Yeah.
And he's, with his clients, he's paddling out on kayaks and catching speckled trout right there in Prospect Bay over part of Eastern Bay.
Who's number five?
Number five is largemouth bass.
Largemouth.
In the catch and release category. And the red drum, by the way, are also all 43 of those. Angler awards are catch and release rewards, which is interesting too.
Yeah, it is very interesting. So, all right, well, look,
number seven is crappie.
No kidding.
I tell you, the crappie guys are the most secretive.
Oh,
in
no kidding.
They will not tell you anything, but our crappie fishing, our black crappie fishing, is really getting good. And that's all they'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know, when I put together the fisher report or something like that, or even when I've decided I want to go pond fishing, I can't get these guys to tell me anything.
No, they're, you know. pan fishermen are, you know, I mean, they all have their secrets, you know, and that's good, kind of. So hold on there, Joe. We got to take another break here. We're going to tell some folks about our sponsors, and I want to tell them about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Anything you need or want or could imagine for fishing, they've got it. All the live bait, you know, all the peelers and the bloodworms and every kind of bait for every kind of fishing. They've got the live bait there, the minnows and the whole deal, shiners, everything. They have every type of conceivable fishing tackle, from panfish to trout to striped bass, if you want to go. They can help you out with that. And, of course, they've got the great advice and good people that actually participate in fishing that can send you out there and make sure you're successful. If you break a rod tip, your reel needs rewound with fresh line, or you know, you need some kind of reel repair, they do that in-house. But I also got to mention, on the other side, they've got the archery tackle. They've got the great bows and crossbows from Parker. They do the Coda Bow crossbows, which is a very nice crossbow if you'd like to take a look at that. Custom arrows and all the accessories for the upcoming archery season, handguns and firearms for home and personal protection, as well as all the hunting firearms from Browning, the Thompson Center muzzle loaders. They've got the Remingtons. They've got, you know, shotguns, rifles, handguns, you name it. And they got a complete gunsmithing service, scope mounting, and bore sighting. They're going to be putting a new scope on my slug gun this year for me. It's time for an upgrade for that. So I've actually asked Clyde's to order a nice Leopold scope for me. They have Leopold, Nikon, and all the rest of the top brands. So that's pretty much the rundown for Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. The phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Fishing hotline, 247-3474, 24 hours a day. You can get a fishing update at 247-FISH from Clyde's Sports Shop.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
Hey, I talked to Bill at NBS Seafood just yesterday, and he's got soft crabs for the weekend. He said it's been a good shed. Of course, they shed their own. I've been inside the shedding room, and beautiful freshwater system that's unbelievable. They add their own stuff to it, and it just, I'm telling you, guess where I'm getting soft crabs for next weekend. That's right. Hey, by the way, Bow Hunter's Den has their 21st anniversary sale today. Deer season is only weeks away, and Bow Hunter's Den in Westminster is having its sale today from 9 to 3 with sales and deals for everyone. Factory reps will be on hand, too, to help you out. Bow Hunter's Den carries Matthews and Mission bows, among others, and a full line of crossbows, too. This year, they have waterfowl supplies for the folks in Carroll County and beyond that take advantage of those great flocks of Canada geese in Carroll County. Hardcore decoys and zinc culls, tree stands, clothing, and an indoor range, too. Bow Hunter's Den carries hundreds of archery accessories, along with expert bow service, setup and tuning, and custom-built arrows. So stop by Bow Hunter's Den at 1300 Washington Road, that's Route 32 in Westminster, or call 410-751-2494. Let me try that again. 410-751-2494. Be sure to catch the sale today, 9 to 3 at Bow Hunter's Den. The website is bowhuntersden1.com or call 410-751-2494 for Bow Hunter's Den in Westminster.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Wives have come a long way when it comes to helping handle the household finances, but financial planners say many wives are still in the dark about key aspects of retirement finances. Wives often handle the day-to-day money and budget issues in the home, while husbands still more often oversee details of a couple's retirement planning. Women tend to outlive their husbands, and if they're not up to speed on their retirement finances, they can get unpleasant surprises at the already difficult time of losing a spouse. Women tend to accumulate less in retirement savings because their careers are more often interrupted for child rearing or caring for older parents. And yes, they still earn less overall than men. So surviving wives usually need their husband's retirement benefits to live on. Experts recommend spouses have the tough discussions about when to start collecting Social Security. The timing can affect the wife's survivor's benefits. They should understand the survivor's benefits of their husband's pension and what plans are in place for long-term care. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking with Joe Evans today from the DNR DNR Fisheries Service. And, Joe, we have a couple callers on the line. Now, Dale in Easton has been holding the longest, but, Dale, you're going to have to hang on because we have a very special caller right here on line number one. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. I want you to wish me a happy birthday today because you'll be the only person that wishes me a happy birthday.
Charles, I'm so glad that you called in. I know our listeners are concerned about you. They've been wondering where you are. I've been hearing from them. And you and I talked a week or so ago, and I know you're ailing a little bit, and we just wanted to wish you the best.
Time is playing its terrible role on me now.
Yeah.
And I'm going down the hill.
I hear you.
So you've been one of the nicest people in my life.
Well, Charles, I'll tell you what, we usually play a little song, but in this case, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to the most interesting man in the world, my friend Charles.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you, Charles.
I'm going to put together a little resume. I was one of the hypnotists in America, and in the 50s I spent a lot of time with my work in hypnosis, and one of my specialties was doing work in hypnosis, and I had the honor of meeting Calvin Widener, and the name won't mean anything to you, but he was in the 50s. And he made a part of my life. In fact, I almost gave up my life in order to put him in the records of my life. And one of the things that he did for me was that he had these reincarnations. And at that time, the Catholic Church did not believe in hypnosis and wrote terrible things about me. So I just got out of it. I didn't want to have all that hassle. And I have some very interesting stories that I'll tell you sometime. And that was a very interesting part of my life, where he had all these reincarnations. And I had them all verified in writing and everything else, but the Catholic Church did not believe in reincarnations.
Right. And, how do you spell Calvin Widener's name?
W-I-D-N-E-R.
All right.
I don't know if he's even still living.
I don't know.
And he has been in my mind for all these years, and I've never told anybody.
Really?
Because it was such an embarrassment to me, what they said about me. And the Guardian newspaper, which was the paper of England, wrote terrible things about me in this reincarnation business. But I wanted to just make a mention of it, and someday maybe I can put it together, and I'll tell you about it.
I think that's fascinating. I really do. So I will be in touch with you, Charles. Do you care to tell our listeners what anniversary of your birth you're celebrating or not?
Well, I'm in my mid-80s. I'm getting up in the high 80s now.
All right. Very good.
So,
well, I hope you don't mind if I give you a call this week.
I don't mind at all.
All right.
You've been one of the people that has given me impetus to survive all this.
Well, Charles, we, and I speak for our entire listening audience, have enjoyed your fascinating stories, and we hope you'll continue to call us with your stories from around the world, meeting Haile Selassie and meeting Albert Schweitzer and Nehru and Gandhi and all the folks that you've come across in your life and the fascinating life that you've led. Again, the guy in the beer commercial who claims to be the most interesting man in the world isn't. You are, my friend.
Well, you've given me that title, and I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Charles. You have a great day and a great birthday. I'll be in touch.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Charles. Joe, you still with me?
I'm still here, yeah.
You can't top Charles, trust me.
I don't think so.
No. Charles is a chiropractor. He's written papers on the skeletal structure of primates around the world, orangutans and others. You just heard he was involved in hypnotism, and he's practiced in Baltimore as a chiropractor for over 60 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So hang on there. We're going to talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Joe, how are you?
Hello, Joe?
Alan.
Yes.
Hey,
Dale.
Morning.
Joe, hello.
Hey, Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You busy?
Not so much right now. I was letting a dog out.
Yeah. Listen, my question revolves around spring fish, hickory shad, and American shad. I talked to Marty about this some time ago, and I was curious as to why they aren't eligible for a citation, even though the fishery is closed.
Mm-hmm.
You can still catch and release them. So I was wondering if there's been any discussion about adding them to the list, because again, that would be another species that could be included in the challenge.
Sure. Well, first off, I don't have a good answer for you. I'm not part of the selection process on this. Keith Lockwood and really what they call the management team, which are the higher ups in DNR Fisheries, kind of make those decisions. But I'll make a note of the recommendation and pass it on to them, and I'll dig around a little bit and see what the thinking is, and maybe I could get the information back to Alan.
Because with Red Drum, you know, you have a slot limit to keep, but certainly anything bigger than what 28's got to go back.
Mm-hmm.
But they are still eligible for citation.
Certainly, yeah.
So I don't see there's a big difference between a certain size for hickory shad or American shad and a red drum that's over the size limit.
Sure. I mean, the only thing I could just speculate, which I'm probably not qualified to do, but it's never stopped me before, but I would speculate that because of the shad are under such duress right now, and it's been such a challenge over the years to protect them, that DNR may just be working on the side of caution.
Yeah. Well, you know. Again, though, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So. because you allow certain sizes of fish that are technically illegal, and some of the stocks are of hickory shad are in pretty good shape, mm-hmm. depending on the system that you fish.
There you go.
So. Well, I'll certainly make a note of it and pass it on up the chain and see what the thinking is.
All right.
But yeah, appreciate the input.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Dale.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, buddy.
I'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Joe, appreciate that. Let's see. Where did we want to go? Where did Amy go? Amy went? I'm sorry to hear that. Well, Amy, hope you're having a good day today. She was on the line there a minute ago. Amy from Reisterstown. Joe.
Yes, sir.
Where were we?
Well, we were sort of going down the list, but also we just finished talking about...
Crappies, that's right.
Yeah, we were talking about crappies. You know, another thing, that just going down the list of the angler award fish, it's interesting to see how the catch and release category is kind of moved up with... you know, red drum and largemouth bass, striped bass. We've only got 17 catch and release fish. Chain pickerel is pretty high up on the catch and release program. So you're starting to.
Well, tell us if I catch a fish that I want to release, take a photograph next to a ruler, or take a photograph that somebody can pretty much tell that that's a fish the size I say it is, and release the fish and send the photograph in, basically, and apply for the prize or apply for the citation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And honestly, the catch release category involves a measure of honesty.
Sure.
All of them should.
Kind of like the honor system. Not that fishermen would ever lie. and you know that not all fishermen lie, right, Joe?
Well, you know, the fisherman's dream is that you would catch a fish so large that you wouldn't have to lie.
Lie about it. And it's not true that all fishermen lie. It's just that a higher percentage of liars go fishing.
But anyway, a photo of the fish with some sort of measuring implement does it. And actually, we found that the catch release... Guys, I mean, that's part of the whole thing. It's,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's just...
that's our culture. Yeah, that's kind of the culture. Exactly right.
So, you know, right in the top, let's call it the top 10, you know, we've got chain pickerel, striped bass, largemouth bass, and red drum all in the catch and release category.
Right.
What's a little disturbing to me, I guess, is we've got 700 striped bass in the Chesapeake category. Those, all 700 of those magnificently large fish were... killed.
Yeah.
And that of moving down in number 9, we have just 17 catch release striped bass. And I would love to see, just on a personal level, see if there's some way we can flip those. You know, when it comes to eating striped bass, I love striped bass on the plate, but the best ones are those 20 inch fish.
You know? Yeah. Well, and, that's, you know, I understood. That those 700, you know, spawning fish, those big fish, not necessarily are they all cows, but some of them certainly may be over 40 inches. You know, there may be a smattering of males in there. But, you know, these are recreational anglers. These are the guys that want to shut down the commercial fishery here in Maryland. And I'm pontificating a little bit. I'm going off on a tangent here just for a moment because we do have to take final break. But just for a moment... you know, the recreational anglers are the first one to scream about the overharvest of striped bass. But as you've just pointed out, and I'm not holding anything against the anglers. I mean, it's, you catch a 40-inch striped bass, you know, it's your privilege to catch one. It's in the rule book. It's certainly legal to do. And if they want to catch that fish and eat it, they can catch it and eat it. If they want to take it and have it mounted, they can do that. I mean, there's certainly reproductions out there. But, you know, it is what it is, and the season is established, and the fishing challenge is established just for the purpose of registering trophy-sized fish, which, you know, half of the entries are.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, however you and I feel about it, it is what it is. The law is the law. And, you know, you're right as far as catch and release. But, all right, Joe, we got to let that go for just a second, and we'll come back and conclude all this. I have to tell the folks one more time about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Now through Labor Day, all you do is go fishing. Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish. He's worth up to $25,000, and he's swimming in Chesapeake Bay waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters too, and they're worth $500. So you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, call that number on the tag. You might just have captured a $25,000 prize. And if you're lucky to catch a citation fish like we've been talking about, certify your catch, you're in. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers in Chesapeake Bay. and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local Citation Center, check the fishing rule book, or visit the website, dnr.maryland.gov, for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
It's all new. It's all interactive. The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals run September 6th through the 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the Lumberjack Show of Champions, PA State Knife and Tomahawk Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, dog demonstrations, a sportsman's auction, and more. There are special guests like the hosts from Antler Insanity. Win a Ford Raptor or ride on a real monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for all the details.
Hey, very short window here, Joe. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for the great information on the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and we'll probably see you soon.
All righty.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Hey, folks, one more time, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you fish or you hunt or you bow hunt or you need your gun or fishing rod fixed, Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108 is the phone number. Fishing Hotline 247 Fish. Don't forget that 5.56 ammo. They still have some. Well, that does it for us. Time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe. See you next week.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer process.